November 6, 1927. One who lives in the divine will does not descend from her origin, and to her is due the state of queen, while one who lives outside of it lives in the state of servant. Difference between what the kingdom of redemption brings to one and to the other. How those who live in the divine will be the first before God. How the cross matured the kingdom of redemption. How a divine life runs within each truth. I was following the divine volition, accompanying all the acts which my sweet Jesus had done while being on earth. He made them present to me, and I invested them with my I love you, and asked him, with his very acts, for the kingdom of the divine fiat. And I prayed him to apply to my soul everything he had done in the kingdom of redemption, to give me the grace to live always in his divine volition. And my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, one who lives in my divine will does not descend from her origin. And since everything was created for those who would live in it, all the goods of creation are hers, which are more extensive than the goods of redemption. In fact, to one who maintains herself in the state of origin by living in the supreme fiat, is due the state of queen, and, as queen, it befits her to possess. More so, since she is a queen who lives in the royal palace of our will, and therefore it befits her to possess kingdoms, suns, heavens, seas, and that the king himself live life together with her, making his queen happy, as she makes her king happy. This is why the goods of creation were to be more extensive. Otherwise, how could hers be the state of queen, if she did not have dominion, and kingdoms to dominate? On the other hand, by not living in our divine will, the soul descends from her origin, she disennobles herself and places herself in the state of servant, therefore no kingdoms or empires befit her. More so since, in redemption, I came upon earth in order to resurrect man from the state of death, to heal him, to give him all possible remedies, to make him return to the first state of his origin, knowing that if he returned into our will, from which he came, he would already be prepared to be maintained in the royal state of dominant. Even more, you must know that for those who live or will live in it, the acts which I did in redemption will serve not as remedies, but as happiness, as joy, and as the most beautiful ornament in the royal palace of my will. In fact, everything I did was nothing but a birth from it. Its merciful womb delivered for me, onto the lap of my humanity, all the acts I did in coming upon earth. Therefore, it is right that, as things which belong to it, they serve as ornament for itself. So, in everything I did while being on earth, if I prayed, if I spoke, if I suffered, if I blessed the children, I kept tracing my children, the children of my divine will, to give to them the first act, the things which belonged to them, the happiness which they contained. And then I gave them as remedy, for their salvation, to the unfortunate children of sin, servants of the human will. Therefore, all of my acts ran, as first act, to those who would live in the supreme volition, as to their center of life. So, one who lives in it can say, everything is mine. And I say, everything is yours. After this, I was thinking to myself, if the divine fiat has its first act, in such a way that no one else can say, I am first act of it, how can those who will come later to live in it find themselves as first act before God, if the first are already there? And my divine Jesus added, my daughter, those who live or will live in my volition will all be like first act before God, because my will has one single act, an incessant act, which starts always from the first act. And by virtue of this single and incessant act, it elevates all the acts done in it to its first act, in such a way that all those who will live in my volition will find themselves in its one act, and all as first before the adorable majesty. Therefore, in my will there will be neither before nor after, but all will be fused together in one single act. What honor, what glory for the creature, to be able to have her place in the single act of the will of her Creator, from which, as from a fount, all goods and all possible imaginable happinesses gush forth. Then, continuing to follow the acts of my beloved Jesus, I stop when he received the cross, and embracing it with all the tenderness of his love, he place it on his shoulders to carry it to Calvary. And Jesus added, "My daughter, the cross matured a kingdom of redemption, it completed it, and placed itself as the custodian of all the redeemed ones, in such a way that if one lets herself be kept by the cross, she receives within herself the effects which a mature fruit contains, which contains taste, sweetness and vital humor, and makes her feel all the good of redemption, in such a way that she matures together with the fruit of the cross, and disposes herself to return into the kingdom of my will. In fact, who has disposed you to live in it? Has it perhaps not been the cross of so many years that matured you like a beautiful fruit, took away from you all the bitter tastes which the earth contains, all the attachments of creatures, and converted them for you into divine sweetnesses, placing itself as guard, so that nothing might enter into you which would not be holy, which would not give of heaven? The cross, making all the vital humors flow within you, has done nothing other than form your Jesus in you. And your Jesus, finding you mature, formed the kingdom of his divine will in the depth of your soul. And taking the attitude of teacher, with all love, I spoke to you about it, and still do. I have taught you its ways, the life you must conduct in it, the prodigies, the power and the beauty of my kingdom. You must know that every time your Jesus decides to manifest a truth, my love for it is so great, that I belocate my very life in each truth I manifest, so that each truth might have the power to form a divine life in creatures. See, then, what it means to manifest to you one truth less or one truth more. It is to put out a divine life at risk, to put it in danger. Because if it is not known, loved and appreciated, it is a divine life which does not receive its fruit, and which does not receive the honors that befit it. This is why I love so much the truths I manifest, because it is my life that runs within them, and I greatly love that they become known. How different is my operating from that of creatures? If they speak, teach, operate, they do not leave their life in the word and in the work, therefore they do not grieve too much if their words and works do not obtain their fruits. On the other hand, I grieve very, very much, because it is life that I make run in what I manifest.